Now joined by head coach Jeremy Austin for his weekly interview here on KTTN. The Trenton Bulldogs picked up a victory against South Harrison on Friday, went triple overtime last night in a marathon game against Gallatin, ended up falling by 6 in that one. Up at the Ketchum Center for Holiday Hoops, Trenton will make their appearance on Saturday. The boys play pretty good Green City team. I know they got a young man by the name of Fields. He's pretty good. Be a 1:30 tip-off on Saturday. If you can't make it to the Ketchum Center, we'll have that right here on KTTN FM 92.3. Coach Austin joins us now. Coach, I know, there were a lot of opportunities that you left on the floor last night against Gallatin. We look back at the game. Did you not?
Yeah, we didn't execute real well in some of our clutch situations. We just turned the ball over too many times. Our field goal percentage was good. Our free throw percentage actually was pretty solid for a team. We made some big plays when we had to make big plays, but just through and through, we just didn't get it done. We can't turn the ball over that many times and expect to win.
It was hard to find offense for your team. This is what was I noticed throughout the game, that Dylan played well, obviously scored the ball well. Max had 10, but outside of those two, it was really hard to find that consistent offense last night.
Yeah, because it just wasn't there. Everybody's going to have to keep adjusting there. We're not at where we need to be just because of that offensive output. Defensively, I thought we had a good game. So really, with as many things as we did well, it's disappointing that, the part that really is the fun part of the game, we just really struggled with. Because defensively, we held them to low point total. Even after an extra quarter and a half of basketball, they still didn't have tons of points. We rebounded pretty well against them. We shot the ball well. It's just we can't give up that many possessions without even getting an attempt to score.
You down by 10 at the half, and certainly offensively you struggle in the second quarter, but you had a great third quarter. What changed in the third quarter in your mind, Coach?
I think a little bit of intensity picked up a little bit. I'm not exactly sure how we end up in these situations where we kind of look very stagnant. It's good to see that they can bounce out of it. And, traditionally, the second half, we'd kind of like to pick it up a little bit and, take advantage of some momentum there. And we did that. We got ourselves right back in the ballgame when it was looking pretty bad for us for a while, because it was 10 and a half, but it was more than that at one point. So, I think that there's a lot of competitiveness in this group. So they're going to keep getting better. They're going to work hard. They're just not always going to be at 100% right now, I guess. So I'm expecting to see that change. We'll get back in the gym and we'll spend some time working on a few things that we got to polish. That's what has happened with rebounding. That's what's happened with some of our defensive issues that we've had. We've focused on them. We've worked pretty hard at it, and we've gotten better at it. So I expect the same thing to happen this time, too.
You had a couple of people around town asking me about Jaron's injury this week, and I said, well, he's in a walking boot. That's not necessarily a great sign. What does the doctor say about him, Coach?
Yeah, it isn't a great sign, no. We don't know. We're going to see another doctor here coming up. So, it is not a broken ankle, I can tell you that, as far as what I understand, some x-rays there. But it's just not healing as quick as what we'd need it to. But, it just kind of is what it is. That's part of sports, and, he's got to deal with some setbacks. And a lot of times people come back from these injuries and they got a renewed sense of purpose. They've got a lot of time and effort into getting back to 100%, and that usually can transfer into, the rest of everything that he does, not just athletics. But, I foresee him coming back stronger and better in every aspect. It's just the timeline things that we still got questions on.
Well, and the thing with him, too, is so much of Jaron's game on the basketball court is with that speed that he has from baseline to baseline. He can really move, and obviously, if you got a hurt wheel, that's not going to help with your speed aspect.
Yeah. It won't hurt his speed long-term. It'll just be sore. We know how these ankle injuries hurt. They're among the more painful injuries that you can even have, but if you can go ahead and still play through some discomfort through there, he'll get better pretty quick. I wish I knew more. I wish I could just tell you, an exact timeline on how this will all go down. But unfortunately, that's just not the case there. It's not like I'm rat-holing some information here. We just don't know. And hopefully find out something here in the next few days.
Well, and hopefully you get some good news on that, because, you're kind of in a holding pattern. I'm in a holding pattern. I ask about you every week, and he's in a walking boot. So it is what it is at this point. What I took out
of he's making strides, and you know, and if we got we got two more kids that are also injured there that we're still kind of nursing them a little bit, and you know, we get everybody back to 100%. I bet we got a little more hop on our step at least.
That's what I took out of Friday's win against South Harrison. Is guys like, you know, just from their confidence level on the floor. We mentioned Dalton and how well he played on Friday, but I thought guys like Chase Otto and Royce Jackson, they're developing confidence at the varsity level, and that's kind of the first step. You get out there and you got to be confident in your abilities. Once you do that, then the next step comes. And I feel like their confidence level has really grown over the last three games.
Yeah, they've really switched gears and have been super successful, and not just in the varsity level where they come in and, you know, they get some minutes there and they got to work hard and you know, try to contribute while they're out there. And the JV level, Chase is kind of just tearing people up down there. So, you know, it'll help him there too to have that confidence, and his playing time is just going to keep going up, both of them. They're hard workers. They listen well. You give them a job to do, and that's their primary focus. So, you know, we've got smart kids that do what they're asked and have some athleticism and hard work. You can expect good things from them.
Yeah, so there's 4 seconds left in double overtime, and it's one of the more difficult things to do, to go to the free throw line with that sort of pressure and hit two to send it to triple overtime. Isaac Harris did it.
Mm-hmm. He sure did. He stepped up there and made the play when not a lot of offense was happening there. So, you know, he did what he needed to do. Isaac had a solid game out there. He's just gonna keep getting more confident from that free throw line, and you know, he's a good example of how much better you can get at shooting some free throws by putting some extra time in and working on it.
So I did mention this. I think it might have been the end of the second overtime or something like that, where you're down by two, that you know, you don't have the deepest team right now because of the injury concerns and that. And obviously you had some foul trouble by the end of the second overtime as well. Was there any thought into, you know, shooting for the three, going for the win and going for broke at that point? Or was it just best shot that you can get out of the play that was being run?
Yeah, as poor as we've executed, we needed to take what our best option to score was. And, you know, we just didn't have the luxury of having a lot of guys that were knocking down 20-footers there. Dylan hit a pretty clutch three there late to tie it back up. So, you know, we got our breaks on some of these. Really, it just comes down to execution. I mean, we threw the ball away at the beginning of the first and the second overtime, just straight out of bounds. And, you know, in the beginning of the third overtime, we thought we had the tip, and a guy came in there and just picked it away from us. So, you know, these are huge missed opportunities is what they are.
Green City at Holiday Hoops. That'll be 1:30 on Saturday. I mentioned Fields already. I know he's kind of the go-to guy for the Gophers. Have you seen anything of Green City on film or have a scouting report, Coach?
I have talked to some people about how they've played. And, you know, they're going to be aggressive. They're going to go to the basket real well. Fields seems to be a guy that's you know, talked about quite a bit. He'll be, you know, typical coach's kid kind of thing. So, you know, we'll have to really key in on him, and, you know, we'll have to count on us being able to put some points up on the board, because, you know, we proved it last night. Really great defense, so keep you in a ball game when you're not shooting high, but it's probably not going to go ahead and win it for you most of the time. If we can get that worked out and kind of slow Fields down a little bit, then I like our chances over there.
1-1 week for the Bulldogs. They will play Green City 1:30 on Saturday on KTTN. Coach, we'll see you Saturday at the Ketchum Center. Good luck against the Gophers.
Thanks, Tom.